You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, a special bonus episode. We told you yesterday, if you were listening to the show on Monday, you may be listening to yesterday's show on Thursday, and then listening to this show maybe after that on a Saturday, who knows? Anyway, you're getting a special bonus episode because we eulogized, basically, the loss of S. Ketchum on the anime on our previous episode, and we could not do it without our friend, Sarah Nadocheny, who is here today to talk to us about finding out her journey, how fans have reacted, how she's reacted, all of that stuff and more. Sarah, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man. Okay, so I'm gonna the question that I know folks are probably wondering is, how long did you know?
That's interesting. A lot of people are very curious about this. I found out on Tuesday, and the announcement was dropped on Friday. So they gave me, of course, it was Pokemon producers who got on the line and told me. And these are people who have known me my whole adult life. So this was a really difficult thing for them to tell me. They gave me the perfect amount of time to have my emotional response and be sad for a day. Be sad for 2 days. I'm still sad, but I was deeply sad for 2 days. And then I took that last day, that Thursday, to think about the fans and think about Pokemon as a company and think about my position in all of this, kind of like do a macro look at what needs to happen now. What do I need to say? And what do I want to say? Because this is really a huge moment for not only Ash Ketchum, but for me as an actor, as a human being that's, you know, been embodying this character every week for the last 17 years of my life. So, So I took that Thursday to put my video editing skills to good use, and it was like a gift from God. The music that came to me, let's like see what TikTok is trending right now. Music for now, you know, now that we're, you know, in TikTok generation. The second thing that I clicked on fit every up and down. It just fit the lines of the piece. The 2-minute video that I created so perfectly. All I had to do was tweak a couple of little things, and it was just like, it was perfect. I literally went to my grandma's ashes and kissed them. Like, you gave me this. I believe in everything. So making that video, it was hard, but I was so focused and determined to tell, you know, the story that I wanted to tell, which is, you know, the story of my journey here. They gave me the perfect amount of time. So I'm very grateful that they told me in advance.
That's awesome. What surprised you the most as far as the fan reaction went? Because I think like your tenure as Ash bans some is generational in a sense, right? Like it's so I got to imagine, right? Like, you know, the fans of all ages are kind of reacting in in different ways. Is there anything that you that kind of stood out to you as you kind of saw this just kind of outpouring of love from fans?
It's an extraordinary amount of love. I'm so overwhelmed by it. I've never experienced that before in my entire life. So the amount was a surprise. And also, I did a convention this weekend right after I found out, after we all found out. And at the convention, people are coming up to me and asking, like the majority of people came up and asked me if I was going to continue in another role. Like, you care. you care if I'm playing another, would you care if I like stay with the show in a role that's not Ash? That's amazing to me. It didn't even occur to me that that would be a thing, you know? So that's, you know, and for the record, of course I would, I'll do anything. If Pokemon is like, can you play additional characters? Can you play this little guy? Can you play this one Pokemon who appears for one episode? They have me for the rest of my life. Right. I owe them so much. They've given me such a gift, you know? So
and
I'll play.
And that's the other thing too, right? Like you, and you mentioned it on your last time hanging out with us is you do a bunch of Pokemon, Pokemon voices. So you may actually be, you know, still in the world, you know, before long.
Yeah. I don't know what they plan to do with all of those voices. I don't know. And I don't know if those Pokemon show up ever again. Maybe it's all new, but I have no idea. They don't tell me anything, and I'm very happy that they don't, because then I might say something that I'm not supposed to say. I don't want to be burdened with any secrets. I don't want to be burdened. Like, tell me what I'm supposed to know, and that's it. Yeah.
So
I don't know.
So what are you like hoping? You know, we're getting Ash for 11 more episodes. Is there anything that you're hoping to see in those 11 episodes to kind of like bring closure to Ash?
I want a satisfying ending. I want to see an ending that's like the 6 feet under finale. That's like, we're okay with this. I just want everybody to be okay with this. I don't want there to be a backlash. I don't want there to be any like, no, we need our Ash Ketchum. This wasn't enough. That's all I want to see is that there's a complete storyline that's closed and that's satisfying and that people are okay with, you know, because I really want whatever happens next in the Pokemon universe to be accepted with open arms by the fans and by me as a fan. I would like to be genuinely very, very excited for what's coming. And I am currently, look, Pokemon is so good at this. They're so good. They're the highest grossing IP in the world. And there's a reason for that. They're amazing at this. Their creative team is genius. So I can't imagine a world where this new season is anything short of brilliant.
We were playing, we were kind of fantasizing a little bit as far as like what Ash would do, you know, like when he finally has a real birthday and grows up, past his eternal 10-year-old status.
Yeah.
Do you think Ash would be, before retirement or into his retirement kind of thing? Do you think he'd do more in the vein of research, or would he open a gym, or would he still be an adventurer?
Not canon. I don't speak for the company. This is my opinion.
This is all fantasy.
Fantasy. Yes. Not even speculation, just fantasy. If we were to write the show.
Right.
I think he's too much of an adventurer at heart to like settle down in one place and be there forever. So I think I would imagine Ash traveling and taking more of a mentorship role. To all the people that he meets along the way. And that's what I imagined would happen if they kept him on the show. He could keep traveling, and every season we have a different region, and he meets the little kids, perhaps, you know. That's kind of where I was like, oh, that could happen. But over the course of the last season, I've been sensing this. Like, it feels like closure from, you know, from the perspective of somebody who enjoys a lot of television shows. It felt like the end. I wasn't completely shocked when they told me, but still hearing the words, you're like, what? Who? Him?
I mean, obviously Journeys has felt so different from anything else. I mean, I was, and when this announcement went live about, you know, Ash being gone, like you started voicing Ash when I turned 10 years old. So like, this is like a thing for me where I'm like legitimately, like I had my mom texted me and was like, are you okay, Megan? Are you okay? Like my grandma.
And you're like, no, I'm not.
I was like, I'm actually not okay. It's like 5 a.m. right now and I'm not okay.
Yeah, like, they dropped the news at like 5 a.m. New York time.
I know, that was like the worst wake up.
I happened to be awake. I'm an editor. I'm like such a meticulous editor. So I'm like, I just wrapped up. I'm like, this is good. I exported it. I'm like, I'm ready. And I'm scrolling my phone in bed, as we do to go to sleep, you know. Mm-hmm. And I see like the message, the tweets are like, what's happening? Ash is, and I'm like, oh my God, they did it. They did it at 6 a.m.
I know that was a very rude awakening, Pokemon Company. Yeah. I appreciate it. Really woke me up.
I slept 2 hours that night.
Oh my God.
I took a nap. Oh, right. I got to imagine, like, you knew it was coming. And so you were just like.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was coming later. I didn't imagine it was happening that early in the morning. I was glad I was awake because I was able to post the first thing that I wanted to post, the statement. Mm-hmm. And then I was going to wait for the video because I wanted Pokemon to get all their messaging out. I didn't know what they were going to be doing. So I wanted to let them get everything out. It's their show. It's not all about me. So I let them do everything they were going to do. And then once I felt like this was, a good time, that's when I posted the video.
Mm-hmm. As I had said, though, Journeys just felt really different. You said that you yourself weren't surprised by the fact that, there was this kind of closure coming. What do you think, Journeys has done the most in kind of, finalizing Ash's, adventure and his kind of tenure so far? What do you think the anime has really done in kind of finalizing his dream of becoming a Pokemon master?
I think the best thing that they did is had him visit all his friends and had a chance to say goodbye. Had he not had a chance to do that, I would have been disappointed personally. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the biggest thing. And this, I can't really talk about it. It's not done yet. So it hasn't dropped yet. All we know is the news of him winning the championship. So I can't speak any further on that, but there are some wonderful things that are happening.
Yes.
In the episodes that haven't dropped yet.
We're very excited for.
Yes, me too.
It's gotta be pretty wild for Ash Ketchum to literally make like CNN two times in 2 weeks.
The BBC covered it.
Ash winning the championship, like when, like my parents, who know I have some connection to Pokemon just because I liked it as a kid, called me and said, "Oh, hey, I saw on Good Morning America that Ash won the championship," and I was like, "Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, yes, he did." He goes, "That's big news, right?" And I was like, "Yep." And then, literally a week later, a text from my mom that's going, "Hey, I saw on the news this morning that Ash is not going to be on the cartoon anymore." And I was like, "Yep." And I was like, though, like it's just, it's wild and goes to show the power and just like that the franchise holds, But these are two very big moments for him, but I got to imagine for you in your tenure, what are some other standout moments that you felt that, you had as Ash over the time that you voiced him?
So the Serena, the romantic Serena moment got the more mature side of him. And that was really exciting for me. and I love Serena. So I got to rap this season. That was very fun. I got to play in like a Halloween episode. I got to play an evil Ash, like an evil twin Ash. Mm-hmm. I got to play a British twin Ash. I got to do a performance where actually Jessie, Michelle Knotts, she gave, I think, her best performance in that first episode of Sun and Moon, where we all got to get on stage and Ash got to perform. She did an incredible job in that episode. What else? XYZ, that entire arc, we got to see Ash be bolder and more dramatic and more mature. And that was really fun to play. That was like a really different kind of Ash. Mm-hmm. That was like a really bold, when he got to merge with Greninja, all of that stuff was really cool for me. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm forgetting stuff. I mean, there are so many. I've been doing this for 17 years. So picking point, I literally have been like Ash's best moments. And yeah, sure, I agree. They're like the best moments for him. What are the best moments? Like, what are my favorite moments? I really had to dig deep. I'm like, yeah, no, those are the ones I remember. The ones where I really got to play with his character, you know?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That's the best.
So, you mentioned go ahead, Christian.
I was going to go, you know, I know the answer to this because, you know, Sarah, you and me and Megan, we're all on the same page here. But have you seen the theories about the new protagonist and how that might be Ash's daughter?
I've seen them, yes.
I was like, I'm assuming so. We had this debate yesterday over who do you think the mother would be in this hypothetical situation? And, you know, I just figure I'm going to put you on the record here. Who do you think the mom is, Sarah?
Who's the mom?
Who's the mom?
You just turned this into an episode of The Maury Show, and I love it.
He's still on the air. He's still on the air.
He's waiting specifically for this question to answer.
That's right.
Bless. That's a great sketch. It's a fun sketch. So again, I don't speak for the Pokemon company. I have no idea what's happening. I don't have a personal belief as to whether or not this new girl is Ash's kid. But if she is the mother, my hope would be that it's Serena. But it could also be Dawn, couldn't it? She had blue eyes.
Mm-hmm. She did. Yeah. And Misty also has blue eyes.
Could have been Misty. It could be anyone.
We all have our hope. Yes, because we know anime likes to do like second generations, everything from Dragon Ball to Naruto's done it. Yes. So.
Yeah, we love our shipping. Listen, I respect everyone's opinion in terms of shipping. People are very passionate mm-hmm. about it. So, and I'm allowed to have my opinion as well.
Of course.
Yes, absolutely.
And your opinion just happens to be the right one. So
that is not possible.
Well, for Christian Hoffer, it is.
Okay.
Sarah, I gotta ask because you brought it up doing like variants on Ash's voice. Have you ever thought of what older Ash sounds like?
Yeah, it's just me pitched down.
Oh my god!
I have floated this. I said if he comes back as an adult, I'm right here.
I just need to hear you as older Ash giving like Pokemon dad jokes. Like that's I feel like that's a kind of lame. Because that's 900% the kind of energy I feel like Ash Ketchum would have when he's like in his 30s.
In 30s, I'm gonna go with 40s. I think he's still cool in his 30s.
Oh, he's cool. He's cool when he's like Professor Oak's age.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Absolutely. He stays cool. He's cool forever.
Oh, yeah.
Cool guy.
Eternal.
I'd love to see an old man, Ash. Like a good, like a 98.
That would be good.
Yeah, Pikachu.
Yeah. That's it. Him, Pikachu, and Gengar just hang. Gengar just waiting. Basically, he's like.
And the Pokemon get old too.
Oh my gosh, oh, Pikachu has like a little goatee or something.
Oh my god. Hey, I played Super Pikachu on the show, and he was in a little. It was kind of like a Mexican fighting mask situation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I totally forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. I love that version of Pikachu.
Yeah. Ikoue Otani is Pikachu. That's our Pikachu. But no matter who plays these characters, I mean, they're iconic in their own way. And, right. You know, I respect anybody who follows in whatever footsteps I leave behind or continue to fill. Right. That made no sense. I just think it's nice to respect actors no matter what roles they fill. It's
of course. Well, so you mentioned you've been doing conventions a bunch recently. Yeah. You just did one this past weekend. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for the even longer lines now that?
I didn't think about that. You know, it's unfortunate that's possibly true because now, like this weekend, what happened this weekend was I was spending more time with every person because. Before times, people were like, thank you so much. Oh, it's so cool to meet you. I was more like a novelty. It was just like, right. Oh, that's so cool that you play Ash. And this time the vibe is completely different. I'm crying with everyone. People are like, thank you so much. You're the voice of my childhood, and you helped me get through depressing times, and you helped me learn English. Like, people have so much more to say. I'm literally holding hands with people and looking in the eyes. I'm making connections with total strangers who know my voice and know this performance. And, you know, in a way, a lot of actors talk about this, like they feel like they know me. Mm-hmm. And in this context, it's not weird. It's not weird. I'm so open to it. And I'm it's a very beautiful thing to be able to connect with people that you've never met before and may never meet again, and have this moment with them, this moment of connection that only someone in this position could possibly have. That is like something that's really been dawning on me. What an unbelievably rare thing I'm experiencing, and I really have nobody to talk to about it.
I mean, look, that's one of the things that I appreciate, like, even as a fan, but like for you, is you have always been so incredibly gracious with your time, whether it is with us doing our fun little, you know, Pokemon podcast, but also like you just said, like even just with fans, it is your appreciation and it is so incredibly genuine. And I can say, like, even from us, like thank you. Like, it is just, it's one of those things where I'm not trying to make anyone cry. But it's one of the
You're so mean. Go on. You know what? This is part of the gig. Part of the gig is just like having to take it. Just okay.
No. But it's one of those things where, like, okay, you know, now. Yeah. Now I think it's one of those things where, like, look, zero people can take away the time and energy and influence that you have had on this character, and is a thing that is etched in stone for the rest of time, kind of thing, right? Looking like it, I have to imagine it may actually, like, is there any maybe sense of relief that you can maybe take a little bit of a break here, then that you can kind of look back and be like, oh man, I did that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. Eat, pray, love. Let's go. Travel the world. Be Ash Ketchum. I mean, literally, my life has been so weirdly tied to Ash Ketchum in so many ways. We were canonically born the same year. Mm-hmm. I was a rhythmic gymnast for 8 years. I was not naturally very good at it, and it took me a long time to get really good at it. And I finally won a bronze medal at Junior Olympics. So that was, I don't know, maybe like the Orange League or something. And then that might have actually happened the same year. Oh my God, I gotta look into that. And then I did acting school a lot, and then I became the voice of Ash Ketchum. And I wasn't very good at that at the beginning, and I persevered, and like there were negative comments, and it was awful. And I got through that. And then I finally started coming out and doing more. And then in 2019, I won a Voice Arts Award. And that was the same year that he won the Alola League. And now he's, you know, his journey is coming to an end on the show. And, you know, there are so many, I had to work basically every week on this. Mm-hmm. So I have more freedom than, you know, a person with a day job. I could say, hey, like in a few weeks or in a month or something, I'm going to go away for 2 weeks, and they make it work. Basically I had to be back in New York before the pandemic. It had to be New York. I couldn't like get a studio in Germany. I was very much tied down to this, you know, this was my life. And, even though it doesn't take too much time to do the thing, I had to be somewhere the whole time.
Sure.
So after this, unless I book another gig that forces me to be in one place all the time, I definitely want to travel more and do more conventions. I mean, they're so much fun, and they get me around the world, and I turn every single one of them into a weird adventure. If you follow me on social media, I'm in the back of pickup trucks wherever it's legal, you know? I'm having a good time all the time. I don't want to have a moment in my life. I think it was Kim Cattrall who said this recently, and I was like, that's it. That's what I want. I don't want to spend another moment of my life having a bad time ever. She said it better than I did, but that's what I mean. And Pokemon and the aftermath of this is going to you know, hopefully, knock on wood, continue to allow me to do that. I definitely want to take a trip that puts me to work with animals. Definitely want to do that at some point in my life. I don't know if it's going to happen right away, but I definitely want to do that. And look, there are things in my career that I've put aside because I've been comfortable.
Sure.
And I'm writing two projects right now. One is an animated series. One is a live action series about a voice actor who loses her job after 20 years. And I wrote this in 2020. her job after 20 years and gets fired. She gets fired in like some catastrophic way. And she spirals out of control. I have no plans of doing this in real life, but I love thinking about it. Like, what if I did? So that's that series, or it might be a feature. We'll see.
Good.
Yeah. And the animated series is my mom actually drew the characters for, and that's about a girl, a millennial who lives in her parents' basement in Brighton Beach and is desperate to get famous. So she writes a true crime podcast. She finds a good crime and starts doing the podcast, and maybe it gets her killed. Maybe.
Oh,
yeah.
Love that. Or I don't love that, actually.
Dark comedies. Very dark comedies.
Love it, man.
So, well, yeah, there are things that I want to do, you know?
Well, good. Well, look, we're glad that, you know, you're going to be able to, you know, have the time and space to do that.
Yeah.
But we've certainly kept you longer than we anticipated. And we're, again, so gracious and grateful for your time. People can find you on the internet. Basically, it's like at Sarah Natocheny kind of everywhere, right?
Everywhere, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Awesome.
TikTok, well, Instagram, Twitter, whatever.
Sarah, I know, you know, I can, don't want to speak for the other two, but like we said before, thank you. I'm sure we will talk a million times from today. So, So again, we appreciate it. And for those listening, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode, a bonus episode of the show right before the holidays. We gave you all a very special holiday gift. This one will surely, brighten up your spirits because like I said, it's just fantastic. To get some of the other business out of the way, you can follow the show at Pokemon Pod CB. I'm at Jim Biscardi. Megan is at Megan Peter CB. Christian's at Seahoffer CBus. We'll catch you at the same time, same place on Monday. We'll see you there.
Bye.